This is a podcast from the University of Kentucky Medical Center Library, providing you with step-by-step instructions on how to set up access to the table of contents of your favorite journals. This service will allow you to know what is being published in the current issue and also when the current issue is available. Best of all, you can access this information via the internet from any computer access you have and whenever you want to see it. This type of service is available through what is known as an RSS feed, really simple syndication. Step one is to subscribe to a feeder service. There are many available. One of these free services is Bloglines. You can access Bloglines at www.bloglines.com. You will need to first go to this site and establish an account following the Bloglines directions. As in the case of all programs to which you subscribe, record your user ID and password in a secure place. Once you have established your Bloglines account, click on the tab near the top of the page that says Feeds. Leave this page open on your computer and open a new internet window and go to the website of the journal from which you would like to receive the table of contents. If you do not know the web address, put the journal title within quotation marks in a Google search. This should lead you to the correct address. Let's do one together. Say you would like to receive the contents of Archives of Internal Medicine. Go to the publisher website, which is archinte.ama-assn.org. That's archinte.ama-assn.org. Step two is to find the link on that page to the RSS feed. On the Archives page, this is written in text at the bottom left-hand corner of the page. Sometimes this link will be a small orange button. It may just say Feeds or Subscribe to Posts. Whatever the link, it is usually discernible. Click on this link. From our Archives page, this takes you to a page that lists all the AMA publications. Next to each publication is a small button that says RSS feed. Click on this button. Now highlight the URL address that appears at the top of your screen for this page and right-click with your mouse to copy the address. Close this page. This should take you back to your Bloglines Feeds page. In the top left side of your screen is a button to click that says Add. Go ahead and click on this button. A new screen on your right will appear with a box to enter the URL address you have copied. Paste it in this box and click on the button Subscribe. Another screen will now open. Be sure to go to the bottom of this screen and click again on Subscribe. Your task is completed. All you have to do now, whenever you want to access the table of contents, is to go to your Bloglines account and check your feeds. If there are new contents posted to your selected sites, the number of postings will appear in the first set of parentheses after the site name. To view, click on the site. Really simple syndication really is simple. Now that you know how to access your favorite journal table of contents, you might want to venture into subscribing to blogs. You follow the same procedure.